Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. How many times in life have you had an opportunity knock on your door, and then forever the reason you took too long to answer that door, and that opportunity went away because it probably thought no one was home? How many times has that happened in your life? I know it's happened in my life often because I took too long to respond to that opportunity, whether it was because of anxiety, whether it was because I was too distracted with other things. Those things could have been important, those things could have been unimportant, whatever. But the point is, an opportunity was presented, a door was opened, and then I neglected it and wished it went away. Do you guys like fish, by the way? It might sound at first that it's got nothing to do with opportunities, but once you listen to the story we have in store, you'll change your mind. We'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern, Two Fishermen. One day the two fishermen were fishing in a nearby pond. Both of them were looking forward to have a fresh fish afterwards. They both have packed utensils, cooking accessories, ingredients, and fishing equipment. Once they arrived at the pond, they chose to sit at a distance to hunt for fishes. The first fisherman caught a big and beautiful fish within a few minutes. He was very happy. He then placed the fish in the icebox to retain its freshness. He would cook it whole fish in the noon. He caught a few more other small fishes after a while. He froze a few fishes to take it back home. After about an hour of fishing, the first fisherman offered to help the second fisherman. The second fisherman politely declined, and the second fisherman also caught a large fish. Surprisingly, he threw it back into the pond. The first man was bewildered by his act. He remained silent as he watched the second man capture many big fishes only to have them thrown back into the water. The first fisherman, annoyed by this act, retorted, "Why are you throwing the fishes back into the water? They were beautiful and big." The second fisherman replied, "I know they were big, but I don't have a big pan to cook the big fishes. So I'm looking for a smaller fish that fits my cooking pan." The first fisherman was startled by the response. He advised the second fisherman to cut the big fish into pieces to fit them into the small pan. Yeah, many of us are just like the second fisherman. We tend to overlook a handful of opportunities, chances, and even fortune that come in our way because we are too stubbornly looking for what we want. We need to learn to capture every opportunity and work it out so that it will fit into our lives perfectly. Most do not understand the wonderful opportunities life gives until they are looking back. The sentence was from Eric Handler.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
That is the case with the opportunities in life as well. If we lose sight of them and we tell ourselves that, yeah, it's always going to be there. Before we know it, we'll raise our head and we'll see that that floof of cloud we had been watching 2 minutes ago is gone. So it's really important for us not to lose objective, not to lose perspective, and to constantly stay focused on what we want to achieve so that when opportunities that can further serve that objective present themselves in our life, we don't lose sight of them and we don't miss out. Another narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reads quite a similar narration actually. And it tells us that whomsoever a door of opportunity opens for, they must value it because they don't know when this door is going to close. We really don't. Or in another narration, His Eminence says that missing out on opportunities in life is one of the causes for sadness and grief. So God knows, maybe a lot of us who are miserable, I know I am sometimes, is because we don't have that sense of fulfillment in life. It's because we feel that we haven't lived up to our fullest potential. We haven't achieved anything. And that in reality, we've lost all those good opportunities that were presented to us that could have made us a better person and could have ended in better results in our life. The solution? Well, I personally am still trying to figure it out, but I could say one of that is to stay vigil, to keep an open mind and keep an open heart to the opportunities that present themselves in our lives. And that is only possible if we set a goal for ourselves. If we have a certain set of principles, if we discipline and train ourselves and determine a path, a course that we want to take in our life and the goal that we want to reach, then and only then will we be able to recognize the opportunities that come along and have the encouragement, have the inspiration, have the morale, and have the courage to seize those opportunities and make the best of them. If we don't have an objective in life and if we don't have discipline, we won't feel any inclination toward opportunities because we'd feel, so what? What am I going to do with this now? We don't have a cause that we'd wish to serve through the means of this opportunity. So I think that's the most important thing we can do for ourselves. And it's the most important thing we can do to find meaning and fulfillment in our lives. Not to feel useless, not to feel like a piece of trash, not to feel like our life sums up to nothing and we are nothing and we've achieved nothing. It's important to set goals and to be disciplined enough to attain them. There are tens and tens of narrations that talk about this matter and many, many, many verses in the Quran that discuss this. And it's quite logical that those instructions should exist because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so himself in the Quran that we have not created heaven and earth and this world and all these complex, beautiful, various creations for nothing. They're all created to serve a common divine objective. They're all moving toward a common direction, and for us to think otherwise is just undermining our own existence. It's not going to hurt or harm God in any way if I think that He did not create me, nor or that I didn't have a purpose, I just happened. but it's going to drain and rob me and my life of all sense of meaning and life, really. Don't lose hope. Everything is going to be okay. Tomorrow's a new day. You got this. Just seize the moment. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.